Here he is. Flameboy Universe is in the building. Listening to your music, specifically a song like "Believe Me," it's very emotional, bro. It's like all the feels, and it's like rainy weather in a song.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
Yeah,
yeah. You're quite a deep, emotive artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, music is about truth, honesty. You know. I have always believed that this is the space whereby I talk about exactly how I feel. I express myself and narrate maybe the experiences of others, you know. So yeah, that's what Believe Me is about.
And talk to me about where you kind of grew up and how you've landed up here today. What's the journey been thus far?
From Swaziland.
Cool.
Born in Mbabane, which is the capital city. You know, as a kid, I grew up in an environment like a radio station environment.
Oh, cool.
My guardian, my aunt, which is my aunt, used to work for a radio station. But then she was not a radio DJ or something. But then she was at the offices doing something else. Since today, I don't know what she was doing exactly there, but then, yeah, you know. So, when I was in primary school, I used to, like, you know, get out of school, have to go by her office just to wait for her so that I could get a lift home at 5 p.m. after work. So, I grew up around an environment like that. You know, I met music like that, you know. That's where I first saw, like, records, you know, and everything like that, you know. So, that's when I fell in love with music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, I was by myself there. I didn't have anyone tutoring me about it and stuff, so I had to learn a lot of stuff on my own and discover, you know. So yeah, that's where I actually met music, at the library.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the trajectory been in terms of, you know, being big in Swaziland? And you totally are. You won the Best Newcomer Award at the MTN Swaziland Music Awards in 2017.
Yeah.
But talk to me about taking it beyond the borders of Swaziland and how you've gone about the business of getting sort of recognition outside of where you were born.
Okay. Where do I start? I first of all, I also love business, you know, and I wanted to always like venture into a cool business, actually the coolest business. So when I discovered the talent that I had, I wanted to make that business. So I did a lot of research, you know. We're independent, like absolutely independent. So everything that we do is just me and my manager, who's my friend. We've been friends for like 10 years, you know. So I had to like research, do some stuff, go through some stuff, learn, fail, get up again, understand, learn more from others, you know. So that's how it happened. So it was a process of research and trial and error until it was the actual trial. You know what I mean? So we put things together. It was working. That's what gave us the energy to move on or go on, you know. Like, you know, we talked to a couple of people about shows and they invited us, you know. So that's how it went on. So before all that, we just wanted to create something that was clean and something that people would relate to. And we wanted to tell our truth. So that's how we started out.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And the sound that is very much Flameboy Universe specifically, how would you describe what that sort of sound is sonically?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go back again. I'm about truth. You know, we play what we feel. We sing how we feel. You know, we feel how we feel. You know, I worked with a very young producer. He was 18 years old at that time. So we were together in the studio. First of all, when we met up, I wanted him to tell me his story. So he told me where he was coming from, what he wanted, what he was hoping for about his mom, his dad. So most of what he was telling me was something that I also wanted for myself. So I just said, you know what, I'm a producer myself, but I just want you to tell me a story through this. I had a setup, you know, we brought things together. I said, look, tell me your story. That's where we're going to get the sound, you know, because we didn't know where we're going to take the sound from, you know. So I was like, you know, just tell your story. People will listen. I'll listen, people will listen. I'm going to tell mine, and we're going to do everything we can to take it out to the world. So our sound is truth. Yeah, it's exactly how we felt. When we were hungry, we played a sad song. When we were happy, we played a happy song. When we thought of, like, you know, cool stuff, we just did that.
I like that it's not genre specific, and it's not like I do hip hop only or I do pop only.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of more emotively rooted.
Yeah.
Talk to me about, you know, tapping into and expressing through music what you're feeling, because there's a feeling that you have as a person, and then you have to express that musically.
Yeah.
And how do you connect those two dots between what you feel and what the music sounds like?
I don't know. There's a certain world, you know. There's a certain world that you get into. For instance, when you're in the studio or when you hear a special song. Yeah. Let me go back again. A special song. The sound speaks to you. So whenever you lay vocal, you're responding.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, for instance, with my co-producer, we don't talk. We don't even hang. We don't hang around with each other. You know, we don't have stuff to say verbally.
Hmm.
It happens with music when we've got something to do. He speaks to me, I speak to him. I speak to him, he speaks to me. So that's how it happens for me, you know. Looking around me, the things, everything that's happening around me, from like media, social media and everything, you know, I couldn't really get a lot of things from that, you know, because it was either this sounds similar to that, but how can I want to say something. I want to say something. I feel like there's something, you know. So that's how it happens for me. That's how it happens for me. That's how Dope. We came up with this album.
Dope. All right, we're going to play a track of yours now. It's called Real. Tell me a little bit more about the song, and take me into sort of how it came about, what the vibe is. What was it like in studio? Just give me a bit of a journey before we take a listen to it.
Oh, Real.
Yeah.
Before I made the album, you know, I had to go through a process of understanding where I need to be, where to take my life. The first thing that I understood that was that I had to isolate myself. You know, I had to take on this journey where I needed quiet peace and a little bit of more understanding. Huh. So Real was basically about... So
what does that mean? Does that mean you lived in a mountain for like a month on your own? What does that mean?
I can say it's something like that, but then we were still amongst people.
Okay.
For instance, we have a studio. We really don't have anybody else working in the studio. It's our space. You know what I mean? So Real was actually about... how I wanted my family, my friends to understand this journey, you know, and more especially it was about the woman that I was with, or the lady that I was with, or that I'm with right now, you know what I mean. I wanted her to understand something, that, you know, I'm gonna be away. I'm not gonna be the normal guy that you, I'm gonna be, I need to work on something, and I'm just telling you what's gonna happen. Please just believe me, this is what I'm doing, and it's gonna work. I don't know how, but for it to work, I need you to believe me, so I know that I owe it to happen.
Dope.
Yeah.
It's quite a backstory. Let's take a listen to the song and see what that sounds like when you put it into, 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah.
More with the Flame Boy Universe. It is all on the way on the other side of this. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. So dude, tell me for a second about where you want to take this whole thing. What's the goal? What's the vision? Where do you want to go as an artist? It feels like such a predictable question for me to ask, but it's an interesting one. So I'm curious as to what your answer is.
Okay. One of the main things we want to get out of this is to inspire. You know, from, for instance, where I come from, we just want to show, especially the youth, that there's a lot of land to cover, you know, and there's a lot of people out there that are waiting to, you know, to listen or to see new things. So one thing that I realized within everyone is that there's something new about them, you know what I mean. So That's what we were trying to do with my team of three guys or four guys, you know? Mm. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. So, for instance, we want to inspire the youth back home in Swaziland, and we want to inspire the youth here in South Africa and beyond, across Africa. We want to, for instance, we want to make South African youth understand that, look, there's a lot of stuff that you guys can do here. We traveled miles or whatever and got something from here. And you can come to our country and there's a lot to do there too, you know, and take you to the next country, to the next country, to the next country. With the internet and everything, you know, it's a platform that can actually, I mean, it needs a lot of activity, you know what I mean? The internet needs a lot of activity. So there's enough space for everyone. That's what we're trying to get out there. There's enough for everyone.
Dope, I dig it.
Yeah.
This album's called Rich People.
Yeah.
Is there enough for everyone to be rich?
Yes, exactly. I usually tell my friends that, you know what, there's enough money for everyone, because right now we've got an 18-year-old multimillionaire. So, I mean, really, we could still have a 6-year-old multimillionaire. So there's enough for everyone, you know what I mean? But then now, back to the title of the album, rich people means people that have got a special eye for special things. You know, it's not monetary or something like that, but it means if you can see through something special and make every moment count, because every moment is valuable. You know, so it's a special kind of character. So to me, those are rich people with a special kind of eye. So,
yeah, not a money thing. It's a sort of sense of self.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What do you think it is that makes you a rich person?
I trust my friends. I trust anyone that is willing to assist me. That's how everything started, you know? When I presented what I wanted to do and they said yes, I knew that was special, because we had nothing, you know what I mean? So I know I'm rich because I had trust in my friends. I had trust in what I do, and all I thought about was to take care of them in terms of their trust in me. So I recognized how special that is. Or that was.
I dig it, man. Listen, it's been very, very cool to meet you. As we begin to kind of land it, and we'll give out your social handles in a second.
Yeah.
How is it that you want your music to change the world?
First of all, it has to be emotional. I just want people to say the truth. You know, whatever you go through in life is cool, especially when it's on the media and everything. You know, it turns out cool one way or the other. It's either bad or good. You know, for instance, like I'm gonna go back. The platform that we have now is there for that, and it's demanding. People want to see stuff. People want to relate, and people are ready to relate. People already relate. Just you going out there as a person and doing whatever you're doing, you're just confirming what that person is going through. You know, so. Yeah, that's what I want my music to do to the people. I wanted to tell you that you can also do something. Yeah.
I dig it. It's been very, very cool hanging out. Flameboy Universe on Facebook, it's Flameboy Universe. On Twitter, it's Flameboy UNVS.
Yeah.
And on Instagram, it's Flameboy Universe as well. Sir, thank you so much for stopping by, and looking forward to seeing what's next.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.